The forest was black and silent. A little way into it, they reached a fork in the earth path, and Harry, Hermione, and Hagrid took the left path, while Malfoy, Neville, and Fang took the right. They walked in silence, their eyes on the ground. Every now and then, a ray of moonlight through the branches above lit a spot of silver-blue blood on the fallen leaves. Harry saw that Hagrid looked very worried. "Could a werewolf be killing the unicorns?" Harry asked.
"Not fast enough," said Hagrid. "It's not easy to catch a unicorn. They're powerful magic creatures. I never knew one to be hurt before."
They walked past a mossy tree stump. Harry could hear running water. There must be a stream somewhere close by. There were still spots of unicorn blood here and there along the winding path.
"You all right, Hermione?" Hagrid whispered. "Don't worry. It can't have gone far if it's this badly hurt. And then we'll be able to... Get behind that tree."
Hagrid seized Harry and Hermione and hoisted them off the path behind a towering oak. He pulled out an arrow and fitted it into his crossbow, raising it, ready to fire. The three of them listened. Something was slithering over dead leaves nearby. It sounded like a cloak trailing along the ground. Hagrid was squinting up the dark path, but after a few seconds, the sound faded away.
"I knew it," he murmured. "There's summat in here that shouldn't be."
"A werewolf?" Harry suggested.
"That wasn't no werewolf, and it wasn't no unicorn neither," said Hagrid grimly. "Right, follow me, but careful now."
They walked more slowly, ears straining for the faintest sound. Suddenly, in a clearing ahead, something definitely moved.
"Who's there?" Hagrid called. "Show yourself, I'm armed."
And into the clearing came, was it a man or a horse? To the waist, a man, with red hair and beard, but below that was a horse's gleaming chestnut body with a long reddish tail. Harry and Hermione's jaws dropped.
"Oh, it's you, Ronan," said Hagrid in relief. "How are you?"
He walked forward and shook the centaur's hand.
"Good evening to you, Hagrid," said Ronan.
He had a deep, sorrowful voice.
"Were you going to shoot me?"
"Can't be too careful, Ronan," said Hagrid, patting his crossbow. "There's summat bad loose in this forest. This is Harry Potter and Hermione Granger, by the way, students up at the school. And this is Ronan, you two. He's a centaur."
"We'd noticed," said Hermione faintly.
"Good evening," said Ronan. "Students, are you? And do you learn much up at the school?"
"A bit," said Hermione timidly.
"A bit. Well, that's something."
Ronan sighed. He flung back his head and stared at the sky.
"Mars is bright tonight."
"Yeah,"
said Hagrid, glancing up too.
"Listen, I'm glad we've run into you, Ronan, 'cause there's a unicorn been hurt. You seen anything?"
Ronan didn't answer immediately. He stared unblinkingly upward, then sighed again.
"Always the innocent are the first victims," he said. "So it has been for ages past, so it is now."
"Yeah," said Hagrid. "But have you seen anything, Ronan? Anything unusual?"
"Mars is bright tonight,"
Ronan repeated, while Hagrid watched him impatiently.
"Unusually bright."
"Yeah, but I was meaning anything unusual a bit nearer home," said Hagrid. "So you haven't noticed anything strange?"
Yet again, Ronan took a while to answer. At last he said,
"The forest hides many secrets,"